Wow. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. I am so glad to see all of you. And I love being here at the Senator Movies. I always wanted to be in the movies, and here I am tonight with my name up in a marquee. This has been such a powerful, powerful evening. I want to compliment Jessica and Laura, kind of the founding mothers of the Stoop Storytelling. I tell you, you've given a whole new life to the stories from the White Marble Steps. And then the intrepid Martha McKenna, the founding mother of Emerge in Maryland. And then to the wonderful, wonderful speakers. First of all, to a group I call Team Maryland, the wonderful men of the Maryland delegation in Congress. Aren't they terrific? First of all, to the Sarbanes guys, making their cameo appearance as a comedy team. Eat your heart out, Colbert. Here comes John and Paul. John, those one-liners are true. And for Senator Paul, he understated the role that he has played. He's been a dear friend, a wonderful companion. You know, as being a senator, when I came, there was only one other woman in the Senate. But I had a champion. Others talk about mentors, but I had a champion. My champion was Paul Sarbanes. Just as he said, he showed me the invisible corridors of power. He showed me how to get the job done. And all along the way, we were pals and we were partners. And then to my friend Ben, wow, when Paul retired, and I knew Ben would be a great senator, but once again, I was blessed and fortunate to have a pal and a partner who shared the same values, the same commitment to make sure that we wanted to make the world a better place, not only a better tomorrow, but a better today, right here and now. And then there was the delegation in terms of John and, of course, tonight, Elijah. Aren't we glad to see Elijah here? Now, Congressman Cummings, we know that you've been in the hospital. We know that you've had some heart surgery. But you know what? You don't have heart trouble. A man with a heart that big, that kind, that committed, I tell you, there's nothing wrong with Elijah Cummings' heart. But we got your, Elijah, you've got the heart, and we have your back, and we want you doing the great job that you're doing. And then listen to the great speakers. Nancy Fadley, my friend from high school, she didn't tell you the other stories. Like, now this is a secret. I don't want this out in the street, and don't YouTube me. But I have to confess, I failed sewing. And I failed geometry. And all of my life, I've worked to keep people in stitches and to learn all the right angles. Write that one down, John. And then these wonderful scientists that have come to speak. Dr. Vivian Pinn, a pioneer in her own way, and what she did to create the dynamic Office of Women's Health, how she and I worked with the late, great Dr. Bernadine Healy. And we did that even with a Republican president, George Herbert Walker Bush, who then Bill Clinton carried it on, and we were able to do great things. Just the other day, the NIH announced that since the establishment of the Office of Women's Health that we worked together to create, breast cancer rates in the United States have been lowered by 54%. Now, that's still 46% too much, but we are winning that race for the cure. Thank you, Dr. Penn, and thanks to all of the people who have worked so hard. And Dr. Adam Reese, who I loved having a supernova named after me. I mean, how cool, just how cool is that? But Dr. Reese, while you have been studying dark energy, you know I'm more on, I don't like the dark side, but I want to give you a new assignment. I want you to start in a search for intelligent life. And I would like you to do it on mission to planet Earth. And I'd like you to start at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And how about that IND choir? Wasn't that the high notes? It was the closing weeks of the Obama administration. It was the closing days for me in the United States Senate. I was working very hard to move the president's agenda, and particularly the appropriations, across the finish line. My staff said, the president wants to talk to you. He's got something important he's got to tell you. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it's about the appropriations. You know, is it about defense and national security? Is it about making sure we preserve Obamacare? What is it? What is it? He said, Barbara, it's the president. Yes, sir, Mr. President. What can I do for you? He said, not what you can do for me. What do you have in that water at this school called IND? He said, they've got Pelosi, they've got you, and now you've got a song. He said, Michelle and I am telling you, get over to that school and listen to those girls sing. We have laughed, and we've told Zasha, we've told Malia, we've told everybody about it. So IND, sing your heart out. But listen, tonight we're here for Emerge. I wore my red and white. I'm back in my campaign colors. But I'm not a campaigning for me. I'm not campaigning for my election. I'm campaigning for the next generation. I want that pipeline of women who are going to be out there for running for office, making a difference, and we're going to help them, and we're going to support them. We love Emerge. It started in California, now in 22 states. Maryland, it's been here 5 years. 88 women have graduated. Over 35 will be running in 2018. And tonight, we've raised $100,000 to teach that next generation. And I say to all of those women who are thinking about it, we need your ideas and we need your idealism. You are the very foundation of what we need to do. Now, so many people went to the Women's March. Good. Good. But we marched in Washington, but now we have to march to the polls. We have to march to the polls for city councils, county councils, state senators, House of Delegates, to the State House. And still one day, we're going to break that glass ceiling in the White House. So we need Emerge. We need the pipeline. And I'm so glad that tonight we're able to do it. Because there's no doubt that there are a lot of problems, as we know tonight, with democracy. But wait a minute. There's not a problem with democracy. See, I feel that the cure for the problems of democracy is more democracy. I feel that the problems with democracy can solve by more democracy led by more Democrats. We cannot run from problems. We need to run for office, and we need to support those Democrats that are running, and we're here to do it. Now, if you come to see me and you're a candidate, I will tell you, every candidate needs a mom. Yes, a mom. You need a message. about why you're running and what you want to do with the opportunity to serve. You need to have money to get that message out, and you need the organization to do it. Money. Organization leads to the message, but we have to have great candidates, and they're out here in the audience tonight. And we say, go for it, run for it. We have your back. You have the will, and we're trying to provide you with the wallet. May the force be with you. So many years ago, I ran for the Baltimore City Council. Women in those days were considered a novelty when we ran, and particularly then over there in East Baltimore in Highlandtown. You know what they said? They laughed at me. The powers that be just laughed, whether it was in the saloon or in the salon, they just laughed at me. They said no woman from a blue-collar ethnic neighborhood could win. No woman who'd been active in civil rights could make it. And certainly no woman without the backing of the political machine. But guess what? Yes, they underestimated me. But more importantly, they underestimated you. You, the people. We, the people. We're together. The power of grassroots organizing. The power of volunteers, the power of grassroots movements are the very power that changed the world then and is going to change the world now. We want our democracy back, and we're going to get it, and it starts with groups like Emerge. I love being in the city council. The WAGs in the Baltimore Sun in those days called us the pothole parliament. But you know what? Sure, we filled potholes. That's where I learned the macaroni and cheese. But I also knew we worked on the macro issues. Sure, we fought a highway to make sure we were helping the neighborhoods like East Baltimore and Rosemont and Sharp Street, Leadenhall. But we not only wanted to stop a highway, we wanted to build a bridge to tomorrow. And we put together the kind of coalitions, working with wonderful people like Victorine Adams, Mary Adams, Bob Douglas, and Dew Burns. And though I was one of the first, along came Mary Pat and others like her. And we worked to do that. And along the way, for me, I got to be a firstie. You heard it in the introduction. I was the first woman in East Baltimore to be elected to the city council. When I came to the Senate, I was the first Democratic woman elected in her own right. And I had the chance to go and meet with other firsties. They have names like Sandra Day O'Connor, Sally Ride, Madeleine Albright. And when we talk, we found out that there were certain things that the firsties had in common, one of which is, if you are the first, you don't want to be the only. You want to make sure that when we break barriers, it's so that other people won't have barriers. So when we're the first to get through, we want you to be able to get through. And yes, John, we do say, behind a me was a whole lot of we. I didn't get to be a Barbara Mikulski without a whole lot of we. My wonderful mother and father, who worked in a neighborhood grocery store, who taught me the values of opening up the door of that store and saying, good morning, can I help you? So that when I worked on issues, no job was too small, like helping somebody with a Social Security check, or no interest was too big. The wonderful nuns that taught me, whether it was at IND or Mount St. Agnes College, and then it was great public institutions. We have to fight for public schools, public libraries, public opportunity to make sure we do it. And along the way, we first said, we heard a lot of, no, you can't. You know, we heard, hey, you don't look the part. Well, this is what the part looks like. We also hear, you're too tough. Others hear, you're not tough enough. Or then you hear, you're too loud. But others hear, you're too soft-spoken. But we learned you always must be outspoken. And what do we know? That for every no that we hear, to quote a beloved president, we say, yes, we can. We have to show up. We have to stand up, and we have to speak the part. When they speak up, when they say you don't look the part, how many people in this room have heard this? When they say, we're not sure the way we like the way you speak, the answer is, get used to it. And what beats the powers that be is still a whole lot of we. For all of you who supported Emerge, we've taken a big step. And for all of those Emerge candidates, remember, the macro issues and the macaroni and cheese issues, good schools, libraries, safe streets, all the things that make up building the fabric of our community. Because I say to each and every one of you, as we face the challenges that are so significant, we need to be best at what we're best at, and we need to be best at what we're needed for. Each and every one of you, and whatever you do, every day in every way, you can make a difference. But you know what? When we work together, we can make change. So I say to the men in the room, thank you for your support. I couldn't have done what I did in Congress without the wonderful good men, some of whom are right here. We know that for we women, we need your help. And we also know, like the men in this room, men of quality always support women when we seek equality. And for women, what I said on the floor of the United States Senate, when we were fighting to keep the courthouse door open for Lilly Ledbetter and every woman who seeks equal pay for equal work, when they thought they'd put us down, shut us out, or close down the debate, I took to the floor and quoted Abigail Adams and said, do not forget the ladies or we will ferment our own revolution. And I say to the ladies tonight, square your shoulders, put your lipstick on, lace up those running shoes, and let's emerge. Thank you, thank you, thank you.